Healthcare goes under the microscope.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Congress is back in session, and healthcare reform is at the top of the agenda. The Obama administration has been working to get industry support, and it looks like they're getting some of that. The Washington Post reports this morning three major hospital associations have agreed to chip in for healthcare reform, contributing $155 billion over 10 years. Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. She joins us live. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Stacey.
Good morning. So a couple of weeks ago, Big Pharma said it would help bring down drug costs for seniors. Now the hospital associations say they'll take less Medicare and Medicaid and contribute more to caring for the uninsured. Industry and government working together, that's pretty significant.
Well, the Obama theme here is shared responsibility. Everybody who comes to the table has to bring something, and he's doing a shot across the bow as to what he expects. Hospitals basically were threatened with $200 billion, so at $155 billion over 10 years, they're bringing something to the table, but this is far from being implemented. And we're looking at the drug makers, $80 billion. Again, you know, who knows what this ultimately is going to be there. Even Big Wally, Walmart, says businesses should contribute to health care. Now, that's a real shock right there, since they've never had that theme. So everybody who's coming to the health care table has to bring something, and then the negotiation begins. This is going to be like making sausage.
Well, there's been also a lot of talk of another stimulus package. How are the markets reacting to all of this stimulus?
Well, that's an anxiety part here. Everybody fears the huge amount of government funding that's going in and the need to raise even more debt, which means you're going to have the Treasury busily putting out bills, and that conceivably could be very inflationary in the long run. But the first round of stimulus is having just a modest effect, and it looks as though that we're going to need even more to get the public working again.
And just really fast, earnings season kicks off tomorrow. Things have been kind of quiet on that front. Usually we've heard something by now. What's going on?
Well, basically, it's adjusting the rose-colored glasses here because the projections are looking up. Of course, we don't have GM in the index to kick around anymore, but consumer staples are doing fairly well, and that's where we've been seeing a little guidance on the upside here, technology, telecom. Companies are really quiet on guidance, and how does that work? Well, companies counsel when there's bad news and get expectations lower, but when the news is not as bad as expected, they become very quiet. So there's a surprise on the upside, and maybe they'll even get a pop in the stock.
Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thank you, Julie.
You bet.
And the markets are not looking so good in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.4%. The NASDAQ is down 0.25% this morning. And the S&P 500 down 0.33%. Michael Jackson's memorial service will be held here in downtown L.A. later this morning. 17,500 people got free tickets to attend Jackson's memorial service via an online lottery. Hundreds of thousands more are expected to turn up outside today. That could cost the city of Los Angeles more than $1 million in police overtime alone. But other businesses aren't complaining, as Mitchell Hartman reports.
Fans attending the memorial are expected to pump $2 million into the local economy. That's according to the L.A. Visitors Bureau. Even those who didn't win tickets will find plenty of Michaelabilia around town to spend money on. L.A.'s Grammy Museum is drawing record crowds to its special Jackson exhibit at $10 a head. Spokeswoman Katie Dunham.
Currently we have four of Michael's jackets. We have the jacket that he wore when he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Visitors can take a moonwalking tour of Jackson's Hollywood haunts, and Universal Studios is throwing a huge celebration and souvenir-a-thon at its outdoor mall on Thursday. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Jackson's Thriller remains the best-selling album of all time. It sold more than 50 million copies.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Banquet, Hebrew National, and Peter Pan. More at conagrafoods.com.
Car repossession is on the rise. Last year, car repos jumped 10%. The industry has also seen an increase in violence. In Alabama, there have been three shootings involving repo men so far this year. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
Jeff Cash has been a repo man in Birmingham, Alabama for 15 years. Since the recession, he's been a lot busier. On this day, Cash has been working for 38 hours straight. He lives on energy drinks, but he's not complaining.
I mean, the bad economy is good for us. We're like the vultures. You know, they crash and burn, and we're over picking our meat and getting our cars and stuff. So.
Cash doesn't need a license to do repo work. He contracts his services out with lenders, but he only gets paid when he delivers the items he's repossessed. Ron Brown is the chairman of Time Finance Adjusters. That's a repossession trade group. He says the recent uptick in repossessions has meant more people wanting a slice of the repo pie, mostly untrained tow truck drivers.
Inexperienced people getting in the business with a perception of what a repo man is compared to, in reality, what a recovery specialist is.
The reality is the profession is becoming more dangerous. Jeff Cash is well aware of the violence that's plagued Alabama repo men in recent months, but he doesn't carry a gun.
You know, you start flashing a gun, and they want to flash their guns, and I'm not all about that. I'm here to make a living, that's it.
Last year, Cash earned $180,000, enough to pay for a radar detector, a laptop, and a GPS system in his tow truck. And he's doing even better this year. But some of that money goes to pay off his sources. Cash just received a tip. One of his informants has spotted a truck Cash wants to locate. For that, Cash pays a finder's fee.
Anywhere from $50 to $500, depends on what the car is.
With the information, Cash pulls into a neighborhood and sees the truck.
There she is.
Arriving at destination, on left.
He backs into the driveway, clamps the tires, and lifts it away. Cash heads to the lot, where he'll drop off the truck, and he pockets $250. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
If you've noticed a strange new space in your mailbox lately where all those credit card offers used to be, that's because we're getting a lot fewer of them. Equifax says this year banks have issued 38% fewer credit cards. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.